Well, well, well. Look who's back for more podcasting shenanigans.
We're back!
Can you believe it's season 3 already?
3 seasons in,
and we haven't got the boot yet.
Must be doing something right.
Or terribly wrong.
Take your pick.
So, what's on the menu for this season?
More adulting woes,
a lot of personal opinions,
and a ton of laughter.
We will see you on Tuesday,
where we ask the question,
have we talked about?
Hey, Krista.
Hey, Sarah. We're back.
We're back for another episode. So what are we chatting about today?
Today we're going to talk about spring reset. So it's been kind of like 3 months now. A lot of people have made resolutions at the beginning of the year, in spite of what we recommended. And now maybe they've fallen off the bandwagon. So let's talk about some of like our routines and things that we do around this time of year and how we can get back into routines if we've fallen off.
That's great.
Do you have any specific routines that you do the springtime? If you don't, that's fine. I don't either. But I do have one that I'm going to try and get back into.
Oh my gosh. No, I actually do a lot. When I was thinking about it, I kept writing notes.
Okay.
Isn't that wild? Okay. So what I usually do every spring is really...
It's not wild. If you know Sarah.
It's like riveting though. Completely joking. I would say one big thing that I always do once the winter kind of comes to an end is I like clean my car. Like after the winter, All of like the salt and all of the yuckiness, and there's kids' mittens everywhere. There's like crumbs from the kids' stuff. There might be like extra winter gear somewhere in my trunk. I usually just try to like vacuum it and clean it all out and just get ready for the warmer weather. You know, repack the diapers in there, just get everything nicely organized and clean so I'm ready for the next season.
Oh, do you have like some kind of pack or bag that you just keep in your car all the time with diapers and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, is that like a thing?
Because I'm like a wild mom and like don't bring the diaper bag like everywhere I go.
Oh.
Like I don't need to. I'm just gonna be like bopping here, bopping there. Like it's fine. But like if like I need to be prepared if something does happen, I'll just change them in the trunk. It's fine. People do it. It's fine.
I had no idea. So like if you're in the mall and you need to change your bebe.
Yeah.
You're just like take them out to the trunk?
Yeah. Like if I don't have the diaper, but I'm smart because I always have a diaper in the stroller. So if it's really bad, I'll just change them. And then I have extra clothes and everything in the car. It's fine. I'll just go home. It's fine. He's fine. So that's one thing that I do. Another thing I do is I like take off my like heavy comforter that's on my bed and then I'll wash it and then I'll put on like my nice and summer, my lighter one for like the warmer weather. And then I usually wash my older son's comforter too, just so it's like clean and it's like ready for like the next little while. I would say another thing that we do is just like, depending how the weather is, like putting away all the winter gear. So if we can at this point, put away the boots and the hats and the scarves and the mittens and the gloves, all the things that are associated with winter and the sleds, like everything, just like put that away. Hopefully at this point, cross our fingers, we won't need it. And then because we have a house, try to just like, you know, clean up the front yard, clean up the backyard, kind of just like get ready for the warmer weather. And then another thing I do, because I have kids, is just kind of looking through their clothes. Okay, like what do we have for the next season to come in terms of shoes, in terms of, you know, pants and shorts and t-shirts? Like what do we have? What do we need? Just so I have an idea.
So you do like a full overhaul of like switching seasons. So it's like when do you change your tires? I guess around that same time too. Like you're like changing the tires, you're overhauling the house, you're changing the kids, you're swapping out this broken kid for a new kid. Just kidding.
I have, what kind of tires I have? I don't know. I have tires. They're not all season. They're like something, but they're like winter tires, but you can like drive them all year round. I don't know. Ask my husband. I don't know. Oh. So I don't need to change them.
Oh.
Thank goodness. Like, I don't want to store them. I don't want to have to do that every 6 months. Go there. They change it. They like, no, I don't have time for that. So they're really good tires. If you need a recommendation, I got you. I just don't know what they're called.
Wow, your list is so long. My list is not long.
Yeah. Well, I was going through it and I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize how much I actually do.
Yeah. Truly.
Wild. What do you do?
Well, I definitely switch out shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Ish. Because it's so questionable, right? Like, when can I wear... Like, sometimes you're wearing boots in the winter, but they're not winter boots, but they're booty. But it's like, it's still not warm enough to, like, not wear boots. So it's like, it's that weird time frame where it's like, all winter boots, yes, they're going away. Springy issues are coming out. And then one thing I used to do that I fell off with during COVID is throwing out like old clothes, like donating old clothes.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's something I'm going to get back into this spring because I have to. There's years of clothes now that I'm like, what am I doing? There used to be like a donation box, like just really across the street from me, but then they took it away. So I was like, okay, well, this is not helpful. I have to like drag my garbage bag of clothes around to like the depot and be like, here you go.
Yeah, but it's good. I truly feel like everyone could probably do that. Get rid of a few things that you haven't worn in probably a few years. I know I can.
I need to, because there's not enough space for everything. So it's like, but also it becomes a fashion show for me. So I also am hesitating on doing it because you're like, you go through your stuff like, oh, I haven't seen this sweater or shirt in like a year. I love this. And then you're like, okay, but I'm not getting rid of it. It just sparked joy. Mm-hmm. It's going into my keep pile.
Yeah, totally. It's like, I probably will never wear it, but I love it.
Or I'll just wear it for today because I love it. And then I'll try and find a place to wear. I'm like, I'm trying to bring fetch back. I'm like, is this still cute? And they're like, no. I'm like, but it's cute though. It fits me.
That's funny. Okay. So you're doing like the, what's her name? The Maria Kondo method.
I'm literally not doing that at all. Does it bring me joy? It's like, does it fit? It's like, does it fit? And like, how old is it now? It's like, can I bring this back, this style, at this point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even, yeah, if it's in style, like if it's too like out there, it's like, I don't know if I can pull this off. They're going to absolutely know that I'm a millennial.
Well, right? And also like all the stuff that's cool now is stuff that I wore 20 years ago almost. Or yeah. Not quite 20 years ago, but it's like, in my 20s, yes, I wore flared pants. We wore yoga pants. Yoga pants are back now. We wore, you know, we didn't have skinny jeans. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, but I got rid of those things. And it's like, those are what I should have kept.
Yeah.
And I think even like platformy shoes are coming back.
They are.
I don't get rid of shoes though. Unless they're destroyed, I do not get rid of shoes.
Mm.
But yeah, so I do a declutter.
That's good.
Pretty much. I'm going to say, I don't have a car. I do have a car, but... I don't need to, like, change out anything. It doesn't get driven in the winter. And there's nothing in there because I don't have kids.
Gotcha. On a really, like, nice, like, spring day, it's very nice to open your windows and get that fresh air into your house. I love that.
Mm.
So I will definitely be doing that once the weather gets a little warmer. Just bring in that fresh air. So clear out, like, all, like, the stuffiness of, like, the heat and all the germs get out of my house. Bring in the fresh air.
Yeah, you kind of like do an air refresh almost, right? You're just like,
yeah,
get the stale air out and bring the fresh air in.
Exactly.
I did do a little digging into like what habits other people do or maybe should consider as part of spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Maybe incorporating a couple of these help people get into like a mindset of like, even if you're doing these things and they're things that you have to do, I think they can help retrain the brain to be like, okay, I'm making space for some new habits. I'm doing these things to like get some motivation going. You know, sometimes you feel good after you've like cleaned up something. You're like, ah, oh, what a relief now. This is taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So decluttering is definitely one of things that they talk about, but also like a cleaning routine, which is like, ew, cleaning, ew. But what I always find with cleaning, one, I hate cleaning. But two is that I start to resent it and then I fall off the routine because I associate the feeling that I have about cleaning with the day that I do it on.
Oh, so you do it on the same day every week or whenever you clean?
Well, yeah, that's what I do. But then when I fall off of it, I try and change the day into a new day.
Oh.
Even though it's not like the best idea for me, but it helps me knowing that I'm like, oh, I'm not dreading Saturday morning as an example. Because, like, I would start, if I wasn't doing anything, I would be like, I would clean on Friday night. So I wake up Saturday morning and I'm like, I'm free.
Right.
Or, like, moving it to Monday when you're like, all the aggravation of the workday. Now I'm just going to, like, clean. And then so that I don't have the emotion of, oh, I don't want to look forward to this day because I don't want to get up and do cleaning. Like, for those that love cleaning, it doesn't matter. But I, no, literally.
Gotcha.
That does not bring me joy. So I think even just considering changing your routine sometimes can help.
Hmm.
You talked about it, which I have on the list is like home maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fixing things around the house. Ew. Like, that's not something that I would like, oh, fix all the light bulbs and all that. Like, great. Do that if you want.
Yeah.
What I can get behind is like a decor refresh.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, new season, new furniture, new cushions, new whatever, new rug.
New pillows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
New bedspread.
New throw pillows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's nice. That would give me joy.
Yeah, because then you feel like you're in a new place. I don't change comforters. Usually what I do is I layer. So I have like, I'll have like my light one and then my heavy one on top. So then that heavy one will just go away for spring and summer.
Gotcha.
Because sometimes it's like I get hot. So I'm like, I only want the light one. I don't need the heavy one during winter.
Exactly.
But then getting a new one is even better.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But don't people... during like spring cleaning, don't they do like deep cleaning of their house? Some people.
I think that some people do that. I don't think that generally that most people do, because it's, life can be very busy, but I think that'd be the time to like pull the fridge out and pull the stove out and clean behind it. The reality is I'm not doing that.
I'm not gonna do it either.
I'm literally not. Like,
pass.
I'm gonna try and get behind and get like the baseboards behind, like, you know, the chest or the sofa maybe, but maybe. But like, I'm not doing that kind of cleaning. Probably like cleaning the fridge maybe is a good idea. Cleaning that out.
Yeah.
But again, if like that becomes like an emotion where you're like, ugh, I'm not looking forward to this day because I don't want to do that. Again, like do it on a different day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good one. What else?
The other ones they have here are like green initiatives of like doing things eco-friendly, incorporating eco-friendly habits.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people by nature, in at least where we live, recycle. Like, that's one of the things I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we're judged if we don't. So I think naturally we recycle. Composting. How do you feel about composting?
Well, I think some cities already do that in Ontario.
Yeah, but how do you, like, you composting, like having a compost in your house where you keep all the, like, the garbage,
mm-hmm.
like all the peels and all the food stuff. Like, do you do that?
We don't need to where I live, but where my parents live, they need to. They have a special little thing where they put it in, and then on special day, the compost people will come pick it up on that particular day. Like, they are very strict where they live, but where I live, nope.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have no interest in doing it unless you had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Where my mom lives, they don't have to, but I know that when my brother lived in that city, they did it. And I was like, okay, put your paper garbage here and put your peels and your other stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
But it would, like, smell.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Like, it can smell. It doesn't always, but it can. So that's something you can do for spring cleaning. Again, that's for a special audience. It's probably not one that I would incorporate, but another thing that's like natural that I also would not do, which is open to everybody, is like gardening.
Mm.
And that lends itself to like getting grounded and meditation and touching the earth and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't need to garden anything because I don't live anywhere where I have like a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like worms. I'm afraid of them, but I'm sure like having your own herbs is a good idea.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, with the price of like even just like fruits and vegetables, if you can like throw some of that and like maintain that, good for you. Yeah, my mother-in-law does that. She has her own little garden. And then we had, I don't remember what we had because I don't have the green thumb in the family. My husband planted something. So he planted a few vegetables, I think. I don't remember. In our backyard, but it didn't do well.
Oh, I'm like, how do you not remember? Like, we had some vegetables. I don't know. I didn't eat them. So they didn't take.
It didn't do well. No.
Oh, but he was tending to it. We'll have to follow up with him to see what they were. He's like, it was potatoes. No, it was lettuce.
I don't remember.
I think potatoes can grow in anything.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just more like, can we just plant a pretty flower over there? And he's like, no, we need this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so I guess what people can, like, part of that spring cleaning is like, oh, what new plants will we plant? Because there's like annuals and perennials and all that kind of stuff.
Totally. Once the garden centers get their supply, it's crazy there. And it's expensive too.
Yeah, I have no idea. That sounds fun for some people. But since you spoke about growing vegetables, or we did, what about meal planning and cooking? Does that change for you? Do you change like recipes? Do you get into a different habit?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I think once the weather gets warmer, it's barbecue season, and there's it opens up so many more options for us. Absolutely. I think I like summer cooking better than winter cooking. I like more barbecue foods over like crock pot foods. You like right usually use like the crock pot in the winter because it's colder, and then the, you know, the foods are more warm, but I'm more of like a barbecue person. So I enjoy summer food better.
Right. I would say in the summer, like, it's definitely a different menu in the summer. Mm-hmm. But I have a tendency to want lighter things to eat in the summer than in the winter. Like, I want something heartier, soups and stews and warm food. And then in the summer, it's more like I want a salad with a little bit of meat. It's like some fruits. It's usually a lot lighter. So it definitely, it changes what kind of groceries I will get. And I say that with air quotes because Krista doesn't go to the grocery store, as you know.
That's good. No, it's good though. Yeah, yeah. When I definitely make more salads in the summer as well, because just, like, you just feel like salads, more salads in the summer. It's lighter, like you said. It's fresh. And yeah, I think that's a good comment.
Do you think that also the urge or the like craving for like a lighter food is just because you want to spend less time cooking it because it's like hot outside or it's nice outside and you're like, this is not really what I want to be doing with my time? Do you think that there's some kind of like psychological part to it too? Or it's just like, no, barbecue is amazing.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it just made me think of it.
I feel like when it's like so hot, to me, I'm just like not hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
So
like I might eat once a day during the summer because it's like it's hot.
Oh, I'm going to eat my 3 meals a day. But it's going to be different. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to eat my 3 meals probably. I'm going to, well, I mean, it, if I have breakfast, then it's going to be like fruit or something. And it's like, I wouldn't consider that a meal.
Okay.
But fruit is delicious. Like an apple, for that. Okay. Maybe you have an apple for breakfast. I would not consider that a meal.
Hmm.
It's like you have a breakfast snack.
Yeah.
Some other, I want deeper things that people can incorporate into this spring reset of like, I've fallen off my goals or I have new energy, new weather, are things that hypocritically I don't do, but let's talk through them. So we see, we can come to an agreement of whether or not we think that they're ridiculous or they're things that are worth incorporating.
Okay.
And we've talked about this one in episodes before, like journaling, like a daily reflective journaling.
Wow.
Is that a smash or a pass?
Well, personally, that's going to be a pass. But I know people that do it and they really, really enjoy it. So I'm so happy for them. But that's a hard pass.
Yeah, it's a hard pass for me too. As someone who's done it on numerous occasions of incorporating journaling at different points of like, okay, I'll commit to this for 30 days and see how I feel or whatever. It does not work for me. I'm a big person though on doing like audio notes to myself.
Oh.
Because sometimes I need to just like talk out loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not daily.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I can get behind is more, we talked about this in resolutions, but like our vision board for the year. And then maybe like tracking progress, like where are we at in terms of that?
Oh, okay.
And what do we need to maybe renegotiate with ourselves? So it's like in January, if I said, I'm going to start a minimum 3 weeks, you know, 3 days a week in the gym, I'll like do a note check. I'm like, well, that didn't work. Or I'm going too hard. Or, you know, morning is tough. I need to like switch now to afternoon or something. It's more that, even though I've made no goals so far, I'm going to start making my goals now. I'm doing it different this year. My resolution was to not do my goals in January, to do them in April, which will be shortly, in a couple weeks, right? It'll be April. Because I wanted to take time to really reflect, which brings me to another one of the things that they recommend, which is goal setting. But making the goal realistic and tangible in whatever way. You can use the SMART method or not.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm going to get outside twice a day or twice a week. That's not enough. But I'm going to start at 5,000 steps, and in 2 months' time, I want to get up to 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of things are probably things that I'm more aligned with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, me too. Definitely taking advantage of going outside and enjoying the nice weather.
Do you have a routine that you do every morning?
What type of routine?
Other than, like, get out of bed and pee and brush your teeth. I mean, right? Like, For some people, it could be doing like affirmations in the mirror. It could be a meditation. For some people, it could be like reading the Bible, like taking time to like of like a morning routine that's not like hygiene related. And no judgment, because I don't.
I'm literally laughing because my mornings are so chaotic. The kids usually wake me up, or I hear screaming, or I hear mom. Mm. So that's how the morning starts. No, I don't have time to, you know, meditate or reflect or tell myself I'm amazing.
You should though.
No, I don't do any of that.
It's like you're a great mom. You're handling this very well.
That's funny. Yeah.
Exercise is one too.
That's a good one. My goal every morning is that if I can get the kids fed and dressed and myself dressed and out the door and to daycare at the time I need to get to daycare at, check mark, complete.
It's a win.
That's my goal every morning.
Yeah. Do you have a goal for like how many hours sleep that you try and aim for as somebody with like two small kids? It's like, I would love to get 5 hours.
I would love to get as many hours as I possibly can. No, like 8? I don't even know if I'm getting 8 right now. But like anything above 8.
8 is a lot.
Would be ideal.
Oh, wow. I think a lot of people would agree with you. Anything above 8 is ideal. Most people are not getting 8 for sure. I went to a very small deep dive, but a rabbit hole about sleeping and stuff. And that everybody sleeps in 90-minute cycles.
Oh.
And that you should base the time that you go to sleep and you wake up on a 90-minute cycle. So that it's like, if you're going to bed at 10, that means like the sleep cycle goes from 10 to 11:30. And you should like work it backwards in terms of like what time you want to wake up every day.
Oh.
And then work it back to like what time you should be going to bed. Because if you wake up and you're feeling tired, it's because you've woken up before the end of the 90-minute cycle.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It's kind of accurate.
That's so cool. It's too hard for me. It's too hard for me to do it right now, just because who knows what time I'm going to be woken up by my kids or the baby, especially in the middle of the night. But definitely when they're older, I want to try to do that. Because, you wake up from, like, a night's sleep and you're like, why do I feel so groggy and, like, so tired?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And it could be that you had long sleep and you're like, I still feel exhausted. Or sometimes you haven't had a lot of sleep and you're like, I feel okay, considering I didn't get as much sleep as I wanted.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor. But I think that has something to do with it.
Oh, that makes sense to me.
My biggest thing is that, like, Krista can go to bed now without melatonin. It's a big fucking deal for me as somebody who was an insomniac.
That's a win.
That's a win. That's why I don't look like shit anymore. I mean, I look less shitty.
Because you're sleeping.
Because I'm getting those Z's, bitch. I'm not up for 2 days straight. Which brings me to my next recommendation was practice gratitude. I'm grateful that I don't need melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
And I do laugh because I do have moments when I do send you voice notes incessantly, either about the pod or not the pod, where I'm like, F this. And you're like, I'm like, but I just want to take a moment to be grateful.
Yeah, you do. You do that. I think you almost do that every day.
Oh, thank you.
And I think that's really wonderful. And I think I need to incorporate that into my life.
Aw, well, I'm glad I could be a source of inspiration for you.
Yeah.
But like sometimes I can hear myself and a lot of people are like, I sound so entitled, where it's like, I have the opportunity to even complain about this. So let me just like take a step back.
Yeah, well, totally.
And sometimes it's because I haven't gotten enough water for the day. So I'm like, you know, sometimes it's just one of those same things that are wrong with us that when we were a child, it's like, we're hungry, we need water, or we need to poop. Like that's usually where most of the problems are.
Or we need more sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that one. I want to incorporate that into my life. Being grateful and kind of listing out what I'm grateful for, like, every day. In my mind. I'm not writing it down.
Yeah, but it's just, like, doing that check with yourself, being like, okay, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that, you know, I get to, like, be remote, or, like, you know, I'm grateful that I get to, like, complain about paying for shipping and that I can even buy something to begin with, though inflation would never stop me.
What else do they say?
They say, I'm gonna speed through some because I don't want to talk about them too much, like healthy eating habits and regular exercise, because we kind of just already talked about that, right? So if you've fallen off your gym routine or you haven't started your gym routine, figure out at a base level, I think, is like, what can you do? Because not everything needs to be some cumbersome thing, right? You're like, I need to do an hour. Maybe you can only do 30 minutes. do you want the gym membership that takes you, that where you have to drive and do the thing with the thing? In this age, I would say, if you don't have to do that, don't. If there's like online things you can do in your basement or in your living room, do that, because it's better than doing nothing. If you need to be outside, then I would say walks are still always good. And if you want to like take it a step up and like start like running or jogging or speed walking, then do those things too, because it's still exercise. It doesn't need to be like, oh, I, you know, pounded weights. Weights are good, but something is still better than nothing.
And with the warmer weather, it's definitely easier, I would say. You know, you can just walk out your door and just like go for a walk. In the winter, it's a lot harder. So warmer weather, it makes it a little more easier.
Yeah, I agree completely. One of the things I used to like, I still do, I just don't do it as often now, but it's with my friends, is that you'd meet for coffee, but you're going for a walk.
Totally.
So you're talking about all of your stuff and you're catching up, but you're like walking. You're walking around the lake, or you're walking in the park, or you're something. You're just walking back and forth and doing the thing.
Yeah.
So getting back into that and connecting with people, I think, is another thing. And connecting with nature is even, you're getting three. It's like a 3-for-1 deal there.
It's amazing.
Exercise, connection with people, with the nature. Like, you want to take off your shoes and like do that barefoot, then do you, boo.
Yeah, I feel like people come out of like hibernation in the winter. And once the warmer weather, like, you know, starts coming, and then they get outside, they meet with their friends more outside, they really enjoy the nice weather. Yeah, we're just in hibernation mode in the winter, and we don't want to do much
because we're stuck in sweater weather. Now it's shorts weather. People be wearing the shorts now that it's like above freezing.
Yeah,
you're like, yes, bare legs, everybody, look, legs are bare, they're out there. I'm not even going to the gym, I'm just wearing my shorts. I want to air out my nether parts.
Yeah.
One that I don't do, that they do recommend, is like a digital detox.
Hard pass. I just can't.
Yeah. What I would say is you should do a mental check-in with yourself, is like, is social media causing me to detract from what I'm trying to do? Like, be, you know, eat healthier, be better. Is it giving me a feeling that's going to be demotivating and take me away from the goal? Like, if you're just like staring at people being like, I wish I had that body, or I wish I had that hair, or I wish I had that life, and it's going to make you feel a way that's going to like lead to like some kind of emotional eating, or you to be antisocial,
yeah,
then definitely step back, because social media is not real life. But if you're like me, I go straight for like the comedy. I'm not looking at people's bodies. I want to see the cat punch the other cat in the face. Like, that's what I'm there for. Or all the funny, like, work memes. Like, that, I'm here for that. Like, I'm not here to compare myself to anybody or anything like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start to watch more, like, beauty videos, because I said, I'm like, I really need to learn how to do my eye makeup this year. Because I'm like this.
Yeah. You're like a toddler with a crayon.
Yeah. And I have so many eyeshadow palettes, and it's just like, but I have no idea how to do it. I'm just like, that's fine, right? Like, this is like a smudged look.
Yeah. The smoky eye.
So yeah, detox is a personal preference. Again, you just need to be like, get in touch with you. It's like, is watching this giving me joy, or is watching this making me feel shitty?
Yeah.
One of the other things I think, I don't think it needs to be said, but we've all fallen out of motivation because of just like a lack of routine, stress over the holidays, less sunlight during the day, the colder weather. Like, all of it just seems like so much work to like get through the colder months, at least for me. Like, to go outside of the house is like a whole production, to come in from the house is a production. You know, it's 4 o'clock at night, it feels like it's 8.
Yeah.
You just, it messes up your body, that you're just like, I can't do anything. I don't have enough time in the day. I just want to like decompress.
Totally. Like, think about it. If someone, and I know you would say no, but if someone were to ask you in the winter, hey, do you want to, you know, do something after work?
No.
Like, no. Like, it's literally already dark outside. Like, no. But if someone were to ask you, oh, do you want to do something after work in the summer? On a nice day,
yeah,
you are potentially more likely to do that.
It's true. It's like, it's so nice. You want to go to a patio. I did have a rule. I break it more now, but in like, I only hang out with people in the week, so I could have the weekend to myself. So like, yes, after work, I will do plans with you, but I will not do it on Saturday or Sunday, because those are my days. But in the winter, it's like, literally don't talk to me until like the first day of spring.
Hibernation. You're hibernating. I get it.
Yeah. One time I tried to cancel one of my friends because it was raining really hard. And she's like, are you serious? Like, she's from Vancouver. So she's like, it's just a little, it's just spitting. Because literally she's from like a place that like has gales and monsoons. And I'm like, it's raining.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Get in the Uber.
She's like, put on your rain boots and come on. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I love in the winter or the colder months when there's like a bit of inclement weather. And I'm like, oh, we'll have to cancel, right? So I think as soon as it gets warm, make a plan to like change your routine because like you have fresh energy, a fresh start.
The days are longer. The sun doesn't go down until like later on. You have more daylight, as Krista said. So you have more time to do things if you would like to do them.
Yeah. And if you've fallen off the wagon in any way, like every quarter, you have time to like just do a reset. So like this is Q1. Maybe it didn't go well. You didn't do the things you wanted to do. Maybe you set your goals too high. Like maybe your 12 care step routine now really needs to be a three step. Like we're not really giving out awards for you to like hit your goals, but everybody wants to get there. So whatever you need to do, it's like, it's about the progress. It's not about the perfection.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this before in preparation for this. I'm like, how do you feel about when they say, if you tell everybody your goal, it holds you accountable versus like not sharing your goal with people?
I don't make like really hardcore goals, so I don't really care.
Right.
If people know or not. If I were to say like, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week, like by March, I'm not going to be doing that. Like straight up, I'm not. But I definitely, yeah, you definitely feel a little pressured because you want to show people that you are continuing to do it because they do know that those are your goals. But you don't tell people your goals, do you?
I mean, I can understand the idea is that if you're not telling it to anybody, then you're never going to really feel accountable to like do it. But I think sometimes that can be distracting. So I think it depends on what it is. So a good example would be like when we started the podcast, as you know, I don't want to tell anybody because I felt like that would be a big distraction because people will be asking about it. And it's like that would take away from the process of us just learning how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like even though I'm not I was keeping it a secret, but at the same time, I'm like, nobody needs to hold me accountable to it.
Yeah.
Right? And then it becomes like I have to have these metrics and KPIs where it's like, I'm really just learning how to do this and enjoy it. So it's a hobby.
Totally.
But if I was training and if I was still running as an example, I might say to people, well, I am training for a marathon because I would have a structure, I'd have a routine, I would have like a set thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I think it just depends on what it is. Yeah. Picking up a new hobby is always a good time. This is always a good time of year to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the year I learn how to like dragon boat or whatever it's called.
Oh my gosh.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, do it. Do it, Krista. Do it on Lake Ontario.
I've known people that have done it. One of the people that we used to work with used to do it. And another person that I used to work with used to do it.
Oh my God.
But apparently, like, you build up only one side of your body if you're not switching. Oh. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just like you're like hunchback, right? Because you're like.
You're like, this side is really like strong. Yeah. This side is not.
Yeah. And this side's all ripped and this side is just a mess. It's like.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, physique. Ooh, melted candle. It's like, that's not it.
But the discipline is there and the structure is there because you have to be there at a certain time at a certain day.
Yeah,
you gotta do your thing. That makes sense.
I would say that when you're signing up for things where you're part of like a team sport where other people will judge you can sometimes be motivating.
Oh yeah, I'm always there. I'll always be there.
Exactly, same. I'm not gonna let anybody down.
Mm-mm.
Other people, you know, may not be, but like if you're that type of person where you're like, if I'm part of a bigger team where I don't want to be the person to let someone down to start something new, then yeah, that's definitely something to consider.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I have some other notes here, but I feel like I'm just saying more of the same.
Okay. Well, I think we covered a lot and we gave some tips and some pieces that people can take away.
Absolutely. So it's about the journey and it's about not beating yourself up. It's about making progress.
Hmm.
It's not about being perfect. And also one thing that probably we don't do enough, so I didn't mention it, is like celebrating the small wins, even if it's with yourself.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you're in a different place than when you started, then that's worth celebrating as well. I did 2 weeks straight of waking up at 6 a.m. to like do this kickboxing class. Sweet. Like a year ago, you weren't doing that. And if you can peer pressure a friend to do it.
Smart. It's a good one. Oh, even better. Even better.
Yeah, I'm good at peer pressure, so I do that. That's why I'm not doing the podcast alone. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
No, but it's, if I do anything alone, I can easily talk myself out of it. But if I'm doing it with somebody or if I'm meeting someone there, I don't want to let that person down.
Exactly.
Makes sense. That's just who I am.
It's probably why guys have a tendency to be, I don't want to say they're more successful at the gym, but I think they stayed to their routines more because even though they don't have a gym buddy, they make friends at the gym so that they always know that even if they go there alone, there's someone that's going to spot them. There's going to be someone that they're going to talk to. So they end up like going to the gym. It's I find it a little bit harder to make friends as a female in the gym going to exercise class because it just doesn't seem like girls are as eager to have those kind of conversations or make those friendships in like a class or otherwise. But don't do it with a friend that's a flake.
Yeah.
Don't do it with a friend that flops.
Do it with one that you can rely on.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be going to those classes all by yourself.
Well, or if they stop going, then you keep going. I've definitely had friends that flopped and then I continued on.
Yeah.
But now I just go by myself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that's good. Do you want to wrap it up, Krista?
Yeah. So for our listeners, let us know how, one, did you start resolutions at the beginning of the year? Or did you take our advice? And are you reflecting on starting those resolutions in April? And if so, what are some of your thoughts? What are some of your desires, as we call them? We don't call them goals. We call them desires. As always, you can catch up with us on all the social media. So you can definitely let us know what you're doing and what you've been up to on any of our posts. Say hi. We say hi back. We'll give you a shout out in a future episode. And you can always click the bell icon or toggle the bar to auto download our episodes so you never miss an episode. We do try and let you know on our social media when we're going to drop, but sometimes we do surprise you. So you can always be engaged. And of course, after every episode, we do include a Q&A and poll so we can get your thoughts and feedback. If you like what you're hearing, tell a friend. Tell a friend about our podcast. If you really like what you're hearing and want to hear more, give us a rating if you haven't already. We definitely want to talk about the things that you guys want to talk about, and we want to hear from you. So don't be afraid. That being said,
that's great. Well, yeah, I guess I'll talk to you next week then.
I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.